Rishami Bracha Stav Lamed Zayin. New Mishnah continues with the halachas of those who are potter from Kriya Shema. Panoshim Avadim Uktanim Paturim in Kriya Shema. Women Avadim Uktanim are potter from Kriya Shema Umanat Tefillin. Why they potter from Kriya Shema? Well, again, you have the what we had before several times, Mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma, and the whole Sugya Mesechus Kedusha and Bavli. That a mitzvah shares my grandma nashma paturos, and tefillin also, because we see in the Gemara is going to discuss whether tefillin is a laila or Shabbos is not zman tefillin. The Gemara is going to discuss the different opinions. Memela, therefore, a woman is potter. So, excuse me. So the question is, when we talk about ketanim, that seems to be the difficult one. You know, so what exactly ketanim? Why are ketanim potter, and what are they potter from? Why would we think that ketanim are mechuyev? So women are potter, again, in Mitzvah Shehes Zman Groma, as we said, and therefore they. The Gemara is going to ask what the source is. Why would you need a source if we have a rule in Kedushin, in Mesechus, in Bavli, Mesechus Kedushin, that Nashim are potter, as we said, Mitzvah Shehes Zman Groma. Obviously, the Gemara Yerushalmi is not sufficient. The reason is not sufficient, and we need to find another reason why they're potter. And whatever they're potter for, so Avadim are the same, because they're Avadim have Xer Shava, Avadim. Avadim Miknan, they become Jews, they have to do mitzvahs. Magayer have the same din as women, and we'll see from where they're based upon Xer Sakasa. Now, what about tefillin? What about ketanim nageya to tefillin? Again, because of the fact that it's they, we'll see that the Gemara is going to discuss in tefillin itself, according to his opinion, that women, that tefillin are a din of not a mitzvah, not grandma, because of the fact that the Laila and Shabbos is Zman. So we have another pasuk the Gemara brings down. We'll see coming up. The Gemara has discussed the women are potter for a different reason of why women are potter. But children, ketanim, are potter, and the questions of Eitum HaKetanim, that is Nageya, Shagil Achinach or not. Well, we're talking about ketanim, even if they're Gil Achinach. What's the level of ketanim? So the Pnei Moshe says, that even the cotton is Megil Lachinach, there's no din on the father to Mechanech him in Kriya Shema. He's not together with him. The child's in the cheder, father's at work. He's not together with him during this man Kriya Shema, so there's no Chi of Chinuch on that. So the, and Tefillin, why not Tefillin? Mechanech him in Tefillin. So again, they have the Marzen explained because they're not Zahir and Lishma Gufon. They don't want, they can't watch their be able to go to, not to pass gas, or other reasons. Therefore, they're potter from tefillin because they're not able to, even an adult maybe has the same problem. But adult is mechuyev anyway, so those things are not going to potter. But a child who's MS potter, to say that he should be mechanichim with this, that's something we don't do, because he won't be able to be shomer the properly. The, again, so this is the... this is the reason why we say, of why ketana particularly, again, we're talking about Jagila Chinuch or not. The Pnei Moshe, as we said, say a cut Jagila Chinuch. We'll see some of the Rishayim learn Dafka with Katan, it's not a Gila Chinuch. According to the Haredim, he brings down from the Gemara, and in the Babli, he brings down from the Gemara discusses in Kedushin, same idea. We're talking about lower Gila Chinuch Ayri. Because if Adai Mechant came, you do it anymore. So you do have the Kina. So this is clearly a difference in opinion between the Pnei Moshe and the Haredim, which is really a Machlokas and the Rishayim, as to what the level of Kina that we're talking about. Do we say that a child is Magia the Kina would be considered Potter or not? That Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosis as well, and Bavli. And then we're going to get into a little bit here as we go a little further. It says, the end of the Mishnah, Chayav Mitfila. But the Chayav and Tfila. Why the Chayav and Tfila? So again, the reason is because the Pnei Moshe says, the Haredim says the same thing, because it's tefillah rachmehu, the knu afanashim, they need to mechanech haktanim, we have to mechanech haktanim, and we have to have women that need rachmehim just like men do. And therefore, even though you could say it's his man grammar because he's man tefillos, it doesn't apply here, and women are mechuyev. Women are mechuyev. Now, Lamaisa, again, the Shai is it, the Tfil Derachmim, Tfil Derabonon, Machlokes, Sugyas, in Gemara and the Bavli, whether Tfil is a Deraisa Derabonon, but either way, even if it's a Deraisa Derabonon, this man is not a Machayiv them, I mean, there's no Kfiyas Menatayra, and it's a Derabonon, yet because it's a It causes rachman in rodei mechuy. Mezuzah as well. Mezuzah, if you have a house, they have to have a mezuzah. And again, what's the chiddush? Why do you think they would be part of a mezuzah? Again, the same idea, because since we say that a mezuzah comes together with the pasuk in Shema, next to the pasuk of Talmud Torah, man yibu yimeichem and v'neichem, we think that it refers to, just like Torah only refers to men, not to women, and mezuzah is kishul Talmud Torah, you think maybe they're part of it? Mashmah, that they're chayah. Uber bechas hamazon. That's going to be a little bit more of a controversial thing. We'll see in the Gemara that since bechas hamazon is mitzvah shei, again the chiddush would be even though mitzvah says man grama because the Torah says divided up that food was given in the morning. The man was given lechem batzel lecho or lechem aboker. So if you would think that maybe it's considered a mitzvah shei grama, and therefore would be considered a chayav midam mitzvah that. And the answer is no, that they're mechayiv in it, but not because of, for this reason, but because we'll see, because the Torah is totally an achila, and therefore they eat, nothing to do with the other things that we don't, we choose still to, and therefore they'd be mechayiv and birchas hamazon as well. Same idea. And just like, again, it's something that's not totally on them, and mamela, they would have to go ahead and have birchas hamazon, mechayiv for them, just the same thing as men. And we'll see, the Gemara is going to try to bring another source for this, and the Gemara is going to have a discussion, what is, again, what's the source, midaraisa of the chayiv benching, and then why would we think that they'd be potter? Okay, so that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that, again, even though we said, Balbe chayiv and tefillah, chayiv and the Mishmur brings down, Shulchan Aruch or chayiv, discussion that the mechayiv and tefillah, but they're not mechayiv and the zman tefillah, they're not mechayiv to daven three times a day, the mechayiv to daven at least once a day, some say twice a day, but the zmane tula that they're not mechuyev in. Says the Gemara, Noshim inayim. Where do we know that Noshim are potter? Now again, we know Noshim are potter. The mitzvah says it's my grandma, as the Gemara says in Babli, Mesechus Kedushin. Why is the Gemara going any further there to ask, what's the reason? Where do we know it from? That's the reason why they're potter. Vice says in Yerushalmi, it's not enough. We have to have another reason as well. And it tells you right there, Noshim inayim lematma says b'neichem. B'nechem lo b'nechem. Torah is for men and not for women. For your sons, not for your daughters. And Memela, therefore, if they're part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then obviously they're part of Mishma because they're tied together. Matam sons b'nechem, Meshav kof kamecha is put together. And the same pasuk, next pasuk. So if they're part of in Talmud Torah, which is clear, with Matayik, that it's lo b'nechem, lo b'nesechem, then they're part of in Kriya Shema as well. Avodim inayim, what about Avodim? Shnema ma'isot shema lakeno shema chod, a different source. Again, we have same idea, say shema grama, they should be potter, but we're looking for another source. Eshe'ein lo adon al kadosh baruch hu. Hashem echad is only those who have the adon al kadosh baruch hu. Yotze evet, she'esh lo adon achar. He has another adon, and therefore, these should be potter. Now, be'etzen, this should apply to everything. It should apply to Kedush and the tefillin as well, because the Hekesh of Tefillin is also brought down the same psukim of Talmud Torah and Shema, and therefore should be potter also, nothing to do with mitzvah's man grama for here as well. That's why even according to those people who say that Tefillin is, Laila is his man Tefillin, and may still be potter because be'etzem you have the limud to Torah and to others that it's considered a Hekesh, just like for Kriya Shema that they're potter. Ketanim and Nai, where do we know that katanim are potter? Again, we're talking about that the potter, the katanim, again, the idea of katanim should be potter, the same concept as we said before, the potter, but we're talking about the gil, the panat. It's more mantia tor shama picho, b'shashu tadaba, the time that it's be tadar, but you should be busy with it. A katan cannot be busy with it, cannot be focused on it. He's studies when he can. There's no constant need, no constant Talmud Torah for a child. Mamela, therefore, he's excluded from it, and a katan would be part of it. Katan part of Talmud Torah, a katan is part of also from the other mitzvahs, Shema, and all the other mitzvahs that are kusher through a hekesh or xerishava to the Talmud Torahs we have. Same thing with tefillin as well. Tefillin itself should be the same thing that the now, why don't you just do tefillin anyway? He said, because there the child is not able to be shown the tefillin, and therefore, even if Batsim can be potter, the halakha would be, therefore he's not no din of tefillin, mechanic tefillin on that particular time at all. There's some who disagree and said there is a din of kiyuk by tefillin. we paskin that a child only can be tefillin when it's samuch by mitzvah al tzchinah to prepare him. But otherwise, we do not, because again, they can't be shoma properly on the kedusha of tefillin. That's the reason why we don't. That's why halakha is that we're not mechayiv them to do tefillin. Say a katan. Something more. The halakha is the Mishnah. Gemara says, "What's a pshat? Chayav in tefillah. Why the chayav? Okay, we said that why they're potter from kriyas shema and they're potter from tefillin. What about why they're chayav in tefillah? Everyone has to rachman himself. Everybody needs tefillah. Everyone is rachman. So the women should on their own. They shouldn't rely on the men. They have to daven themselves. There's a key of tefillah on them as well. Just that they know zman again is not koveya, but it's not deraisa, but the tefillah is. As long as they have b'sechem, they have b'sechem b'sherechem. They have houses, and therefore would be the same idea. They should be considered to be put to elamai teres uvad. Same idea. It's a hekesh l'mani b'yamechem to the idea of Talmud Torah. And therefore, that's why they're putter from it. It's just like even if they have a house, but they're putter for because we would think it's daimed to it's makusha to the Talmud Torah, which they're putter from. Because Amazon, Ksev Yechal Dazodu, Beirachla, Hashem Lekecha. What's the mechayev? Mechayev is not when the kibitzah says man grum. Mechayev is when you ate. When a person eats, then you chayev. So here you ate. Therefore, you mechayev on benching. Because you fulfill that requirement of a chal to v'sabat v'berachto. Okay, so Gemara says the almara goes side to halacha. We talk about the mitzvahs asayches man grama. Women are part of which mitzvahs are we talking about? How do we define those mitzvahs? Tanam learn the Mishnah. A Mishnah mesekas kedushin. Chomaz asayches man grama. A noshim chayav and noshim beturos. A rule, a simple rule. Woman apart is man grama, and otherwise the mechayev like men. What the Bryson wants to know? Where is the Bryson of those seft? What's an example? Sukkah obviously is totally on the certain days of the year. Lula, same thing. Shayfer, Rosh Hashanah. Tefillin. These are mitzvahs as man grama. What about the day as man grama? Gona Veda. Person found lost something. There's no time frame on returning it. You have to mechuyev to return. Shor gan. You have to take it. Send them a mitzvah bird. There's no zman. Whatever you can do, the mitzvah. Maka putting a fence on your roof. Tzitzis and tzitzis. Wearing a four cornered baget. So all these things are mitzvah sasei. She has on grama. They may also have a lav involved, but it's a mitzvah sasei. She has my grama. Mitzvah zek shmitz enas my grama. And therefore they it is the lo sasei as well. That's not, we're not talking about the price, we're talking about simply about the mechayev. And the proof for them is because there's one mitzvah, it's not grama, that's what butter. And if since they're not mitzvah, it's not grama, these ones are chayev. Where he wants to know. So that's the way the price learns. Shimon disagrees. Poitas are not mitzvah tzitzis. They argue about tzitzis. Shimon says, it's not grama. Because Lila put them in that tzitzis. Because Lila put them in that tzitzis. So therefore, halacha would be that tzitzis is not included in this group. Because since Lila, you're part of mitzitzis, so therefore, it's mitzvah say she's man grama. It's your woman apartment, and that should be mechayev and tzitzis apartment tzitzis. It says man grama. So the Gemara says if that's so, so then the brisa it disagrees with the lashon of the brisa. He's have to put in the next category. So the Gemara says I'm rabbi a lot time of the rabbon. This is what the Tanakhama says. Can you imagine some yichadus lolo yom alayla? Perhaps a beggar that's moved for yichud at day and night. So you can always be the chayev and tzitzis. In other words. A beggar shayom vade chayimitzis. A beggar lailos vade potimitzis. A beggar that's worn day and night, yom laila, there, that's the machlekes. The mechuyivitzis or not, according to Rachamim, it's your yichayim, even if you wear that beggar, even if you wear it in this man, that's potter. And we're not talking about what kind of beggar you're wearing. Everyone agrees that during the day, you mechuyiv, at night, you're potter. The only difference is where you have a mitzvah, where does it apply? In other words, since the day, when at night you could wear it also during the day, so the mechuyev, you get the mitzvah, so the chari, that's mitzvah shes ma grama, or you say it doesn't apply, you don't get the mitzvah, then it's not. So the chari, this machlekes in the Gemara, is really machlekes in Bavli Yerushalmi, as to the reason why we say if you put the mitzitzis, you have to have the mitzitzis, you mechuyev to. So therefore, what is learned in the Mishnah that it should be considered potter? Says the Pnei Moshe, Tam Rabbanon, that since you kol mitzvah shadim poter kolam lo poter mamish al shekva poter atzum shabir. You're ready to be yotzi yourself on being on someone else. We'll see in the Gemara what they're referring to. So Meila, therefore, Rav Shimon would say that you're machlokes the Talmud Rabbanan, and Rav Shimon would be how far you go and a beged laila v'yom, whether you mechuyev and tzitzis or not. That would be the machlokes of the Tanaim. Says the Gemara, halacha nageya to being yotzi someone. The Gemara sidetrack for a moment. Says the Gemara, kol mitzvah shadim poter. Once the machlokes of mitzvahs, Gemara, Bryce has a different halacha. The mitzvah shadim poter, any mitzvah of a person's poter. Personally, you put the mitzvah man grandma. A mitzvah you put because you're ready yotze the mitzvah. You can still be yotze other people. Except for bechas hamazon. What's pshat? You can be yotze other people. Ah, you're yotze the mitzvah already. So the understanding is, since Kol Yisrael of Eid Mizel is there, Mamela, there's a chiyuv on you to share with everybody else. You may have been yotze, but there's a chiyuv on you to mishtati with other people as well, or to help other people. To make sure other people makai in the mitzvah. It's like that's a chiyuv. In other words, do we say that how could they be yotze? They're mechuyev. That's a shamei kohuna. Person who listens to you is going to be yotze with you. And why are you yotze already yourself? But you have a chiyuv for others as well. I mean, therefore you have that chiyuv allows you to go ahead and be yotze other people who weren't yotze yet. Except for Gemara says, except for Birkas HaMazon. Why? Because Birkas HaMazon is something where you have, as Marzen explained, it's something that you have to do. You already said Birkas HaMazon. You already called to a Savota Birakta. You cannot fulfill the Theo for someone else. Yes, if you didn't bench yet, and you're going to bench out loud for someone to be Yotzi, that you can. We're talking about where you were already Yotzi yourself benching. Then you can't be Yotzi someone else. How do you learn the Mishnah? Learn to the Mishnah, Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, because you're not Chai B'davar, whatever, you're not Chai B'davar. So therefore, if that's the halacha, it's a steer to what we just said to Mr. Bryce that we just quoted. Even if you're a yotze, you could be yotze. So why is benching not work? In other words, what's the halacha saying? That if you're wise, this you see from the Bryce, that we learn from this Mishnah, you can't go and be yotze if you are not mechuyev b'davar, and you're mechuyev and you're already benched. So the halacha is, if you're mashma, if you were chayiv, even if you were yotze already because you're benched, you should be able to do someone else. Why do we say because the mazon is no good? Because you already should be able to be yotze someone else. So the Gemara says, Amar Avila, we answer, Shnei, because of mazon. Because the mazon is different. In a chalami, b'alpi, the din of being mashed from someone else, you be yotze. Shemei Kone, you could be yotze. But over here, the Ksiva Halta is a vod to b'alto Shemalakecha. Has to be that you ate and you drank, and then you're full, and then you could bench a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Mishachol Yivarech, it's only someone who can't. So the Torah is Gufa Mamayet, the very Lashon of Pasuk, the Chalto Seva Derafta, is Mamayet, somebody who didn't eat and wants to make a bracha, a bench, and wants to be able to yield to someone else, you can't do. Or if you ate and you already benched, you have no Mechiyav. So that kind of person is not, even if Israel Merer said, does not work, and you can't be Yotze Bechas HaMazon from somebody that already was Yotze. Okay. Says the Gemara, and this is literally what Masha says, but in this Mishnah that we talked about, Rosh Hashanah, Mish'akul Yivarek, Basmachtihi, Ela Knasid L'Yochalem K'yimuvim. It's like a Knas. We don't want him to do so, make a bracha until he understands what to do, make a bracha properly. Why is he be Yotze someone that some other person doesn't know? We'll see that the Gemara doesn't like the fact. Speaks ill of the person that doesn't never learned how to properly make a bracha properly to bench. It's tough from Erla Beso. It gets cursed from it. So the Gemara says, so therefore here as well, we want to say that since you can't be Yotze because of Mazon, you can't be Yotze someone else. The Haredim has a little bit of a different approach. It quotes the Ran in Rosh Hashanah that talks about that you could be Yotze everything, even Kriya Shema. And the right that if he knows how to do it, you could be yotzim, and even mitzvah Kriya Shema itself. If he doesn't know, then he should do it himself. So the Gemara says, they would go ahead and they would ask a question. They said, it makes sense to say the what? Any person be able to say Kriya Shema in his own mouth? Of course not. Of course, you want someone to be yotze kriyashma. You should say kriyashma yourself. That's what you should be doing. So Meila, if you have to yourself, isn't it also a svaridik that you go, everyone should be able to daven for themselves? So therefore, when you say that everyone could daven except Birkas HaMazon, it's really not so. You see, there are those who say that tefillah itself is not b'yotze, that Kriya Shema, Mestaber, you should be able to do Kriya Shema itself. The Kriya Shema, you have to do it yourself. Even though the Braisa only says Birkas HaMazon, but the Chavah, the others in Mestaber the same, that a person could do Kriya Shema himself. He should do Kriya Shema himself. And Mestaber, if he could say it, tefillah himself, he should do it also himself. Therefore, Lechaira was saying that you can't rely on others. Don't be Yotzen Acherim, you have to do it for yourself. So this Lechaira, now we're talking about someone who was Yotzen Kriya Shema. Shimon Hester Kondom Refreshim explained that's the Pshat. And Mela, therefore, you can't go ahead and should not be able to go ahead and do so. However, a person is being Yotzen yourself, you didn't fulfill your own obligation, then of course, then you could be Yotzen someone else as well. This is dialogue. Some say Kriya Shema, you can never do Yotze someone else. Mishnah Berurah discussed this barichas, whether you could be Yotze or not. Kriya Shema is maybe a dinner kabbalah sol malchus shemayim. You can't be Yotze for that. You have to do it yourself. The Gemara entertains the idea that maybe that someone should be, and we see that the locals that they weren't so. They didn't do so. Gemara says, where do we get this from? Gemara says, L'chaira, we have two Amarayim that are saying this very similar point. What's it mean? Sukkah in the Yom Tov, in Lulav. Sukkah only requires a bracha on the first day of Yom Tov. Now, of course, we know we're paskin not like that. We know that you have to have sukkah, make a bracha every time I go out of the sukkah. And then we're discussing, Bavli is in the sukkah, is a whole arichas here. How makuk is in the Gemara, whether you say a bracha or not. We paskin, you do make a bracha on all the other days. But over there, a person is in a sukkah, never left a sukkah, where it says, Shita, then a krami, you have to normally know the bracha. Lulav Tanma says Shurema Shalva, Lulav Shalva, and Lulav Tan Bracha Kol Shiva, and Lulav does require a Bracha all of Shiva. So you see that the Gemara is saying that you have to be able to Makayim the Mitzvah, to be able to go ahead and be Yotze to someone else, and therefore since Halacha is that Lulav Tan Bracha Kol Shiva, you could go ahead to Shiva. We're talking about that this requires a Shiva. Now why is it different? Why should it be Sukkah once, only one Bracha, and Yotze the whole Sukkah, and Lulav not requires a Bracha every time? The Gemara said, Yossi, Rabbacha, Abiyasu, not friend. They were sitting together learning. And he said, Mamma, Sukkah, Lulav. Sukkah, never the light of Yom. Sukkah, no, I be light of Yom. It's in the Sukkah day or night. Lulav, ain't no, be only in the daytime. So, Mela, since therefore, it's not, it's only the Yom, ain't no, gil, be Yom. So, Lamaisa, it's not something that's here, not something that's evident. And Mela, therefore, it would be able to chayri machay of you to make your own bracha, to make be able to do it yourself. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, if Yom Adromia, Yaakov, Ayatam, and Tarnab, Elias, Yomim. Hello, because you see that what? You have to make a what? Why is that putter from another bracha? We know that Talmud Torah is knowing day and night, and yet you make a bracha every day. You make another bracha. Right? So Gemara, Yisa Yom Alayla, you have to learn day and night. Yet, hello, because if the next day comes, you have to make another bracha, Bechsa Torah. Pegma means, my don, what's the comparison? Sukkah, Shalalajuli Vatel. By Sukkah, it's possibly stay there all the time. The person loves to dismiss the sukkah so much that he doesn't leave. He never leaves. He's not machuyev to make a bracha afterwards because it's like he's there the whole time. Tamalami actually levad levadol, sitting in Talmud Torah. It's impossible, Gemara says, to disturb the Torah. So therefore, since the ma'isa, a person goes to sleep, you can't get up the next morning and learn if you didn't learn this day. So if you didn't do it now. So Mamela, you have to make another bracha. So that makes sense. So too over here, the same idea would be you have to make another bracha. So therefore, when it says that's by Talmud Torah is different than would be by the other case in Masuk with Shayach, you can make Kayim all at one time. Mara says, Tana, we learned the Braisa. A woman can make a bracha because of Muslim for her husband. Never could for Rabbo. A cutting oven, a cutting for his father. However, the Mara says, that the Lokin Amar Rav Yaakov, Hashem Rav Yossi, Berin Adai, Kol Sha Amar, we be Katnin Lachanech. Whoever said this Talok is Nogaya to a Katnin Lachanech, and that's the case over there, then they say his father is Mechoyev. But on his own, he's not Mechoyev. So therefore, we're saying the same thing. How could you say a child be Katnin Lachanech, if a Katnin Yotze benching to his father? How's it possible? The whole thing of Kut is only Lachiev, is only for Rabbanah. A chiyav, the father has a chiyav daraisa, a chiyav of benching. So how could he be yotzeim? How could he be yotzeim? So the Gemara says, Right? In other words, therefore, again, we assume that person cutting his pater. He may be that he's cutting that has the das to do it, but the mice, it's a low plug, we say that a cutting should not be able to be yotzei. So what's pshat over here about you can be yotzei? The mice says, tipa, I don't know how man. To get to where the person says amen after them, means you make the bracha, and a person answers amen, so it's like you're mishtativ together. It's like you're answering together. So Mela, therefore, it's this is what the halacha says. This is Mefarshim was explaining that the makankam that you have to go ahead and tifta the oni akra v'main zok the rash misalu the shemei ka'onet. The reason why shemei ka'onet the yotze. And therefore, it should be considered that's the halacha, and the rabbanim come to be mafik that you can do. Even the min akra v'main, the answer v'main after them. So you see, once you can do the name after them, so then therefore. It's like you self-made the bracha. No, it's not, even though the katan is doing it, but since you answer amen, it's like you yourself answer the bracha, because that's part of what amen does. It makes it as if you yourself said the bracha. Where it says, by the name of Taman, which Mishnah we learned? It's the Mishnah, as the Mishnah learned over there, Mishnah in Sukkah, Mishnah by the way, show katan makronoso. If you have a katan, so we go ahead, you can read the halofim, you can answer what they say. The Taylor Mira, however, if they're following what you're saying, it should be a curse on them. What does it mean, a curse on them? Because they don't know anything. It should be that right, you know, it's Taymir Labesel, because you have to rely on someone else to tell you the psukim, then you should have known yourself, which means you don't have the cover of the Kosh Baruch Hu to want to be able to daven them properly, to say the words properly. So Mamela, therefore, you didn't say Amen, you're not included. That Taylor Mira. Mar says, what about Aval Amru? But in case where it says Evan Virabo, they said Aval Amru. I told me Ben Esam Shatzol Ben Asa. A 20-year-old that requires a 10-year-old to read for him because the Muslim of him is considered a Tufim Iro. Because again, it's inappropriate that a person of that level, that age, still does not have the knowledge of the Abish's benching. Therefore, since he doesn't have it, so we say that the he cannot go ahead and do it. Because we say it's allowed, he's Yotze, but if he does so, Me'iru Lebes. It wouldn't be a Me'iru, if it would just be a curse, it would be Yotze, then he wouldn't be able to say that they'd be Yotze. By saying Tav Me'iru, he's saying it's Yotze, but still in all, it's not the right thing, it's not nice to rely on that, to rely on a katan would be inappropriate for him. To be able to do that, we're talking about what are we talking about? That a ben eser mekayim a ben eserim. So say that's considered a genayulo, and therefore that's not something that should be done.